Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of The Twisted Road to You by Barbara Longley, performed by Eric G. Dove. Chapter 1. Wesley set his broom aside and checked the wall clock, almost the end of his shift. As soon as Langford and Lovejoy's day crew arrived, he'd head to the perfect diner for his daily dose of Carly, the diner's pretty assistant manager. The food wasn't bad either. Anticipation thrummed through him, bringing a grin to his face.
"You do that every morning," Ken grumbled. "It's creepy."
Wes's smile widened. Ken was always grumpy at the end of his shift. He ought to know, since he'd been supervising the overnight crew of furniture finishers here in the small town of Perfect, Indiana, for a year and a half now.
"Grinning is creepy?" "It is when you do it every single morning at exactly the same time," Ken groused. "Makes me think you're up to something."
"Nah, bro, it's not creepy. That's just your paranoia talking."
Miguel slapped Ken on the shoulder.
"Wes is just smiling 'cause he's gonna go see his girl soon."
Wes walked over to his dog's bed and scratched the old German Shepherd behind the ears. Rex had already had his trip outside. He'd be fine here for a while.
"I don't have a girl."
"Right. Have it your way."
Miguel chuckled and shook his head.
"It takes a woman to put that stupid smile on most men's faces. But I guess for you, all it takes is eggs and bacon. How about I join you for breakfast this morning?"
"Sure. But won't your wife be upset when you don't come home for the breakfast she'll have waiting for you?"
"Good point."
Miguel patted his flat belly.
"Nobody cooks like my Celia. Guess I'll head home after all."
The back door swung wide, letting in a blast of early November air.
"Morning," Ted Lovejoy said, holding the door open for his fiancée, Corey.
"Hey, Ted, Corey."
Wes did his customary once-over on Corey to make sure everything was good with her. Her radiant expression said it all. She was doing well and continuing to heal from the trauma she'd suffered at the hands of her staff sergeant a couple of years ago. He and Corey had grown up in the same trailer park on the south side of Evansville, and he'd always looked out for her. She and his youngest sister were best friends, and had been since the day Corey and her mother moved into the park.
"How are the wedding plans coming along?"
"I'm glad you brought it up," she said, taking him by the arm. "Come with me. I have a favor to ask."
His stomach rumbled, but this was Corey. Hunger could wait. She led him to the storefront, dropped his arm.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?